It was just about a year ago that Michigan voters elected to legalize the use of recreational marijuana. And so we've spent the last year trying to figure out, well, what does that mean? Who can buy and sell pot in Michigan? And joining us right now to talk a little bit about the industry and where it's been, where it's going here in Michigan, the executive director of the Michigan Cannabis Industry Association, Robin Schneider. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Tomorrow is November 1st, and that marks the beginning of applications being accepted for adult use in Michigan. What does that mean?
Well, it's a very exciting for all of us. This is many years in the making, and so we're always pretty excited whenever we reach one of these milestones. The ballot initiative gave the department, the Marijuana Regulatory Agency, 1 year to make the applications for adult use businesses available. So at 12:01 tomorrow morning, those online applications, it's my understanding, will go live. I do have some members who will be up applying at that time. Mostly the growers, I believe, will be applying first. At least that's how it appears to me. And I'm expecting a slow and steady rollout of the program while we wait for those plants to grow.
Of course, communities have had the opportunity to opt in or opt out. How does this compare to how other states have implemented marijuana legalization?
Well, the local control aspect is pretty typical from what we've seen in other places around the country. We didn't want to do an initiative that forced every single community to have a recreational marijuana facility in their community. There's all kinds of zoning issues that those locals need to be in control of. So we defer to them. And so they either will opt out or they will opt in and do a zoning ordinance. And we will continue working with local municipalities to encourage them to participate in the program so they can benefit from that tax revenue and job creation in their communities. And as we saw at the end of alcohol prohibition, not every county or municipality wanted alcohol right away. And so this is very similar. It is, like I said, a slow and steady rollout. Now, adult consumers, 21 and over, are welcome to grow a limited amount at home or get some from a friend. But it's going to be a little bit, maybe spring, before we can go into a retail facility and purchase that product. So we're just entering that licensing phase for the retail and growers at this point.
So if a community has opted out, their city council or township board or whatever the local jurisdiction is, has said we opt out of this, that means that nobody can open a marijuana selling facility in that area. But what about opting in, or do they have to opt in or out? What if they don't take any action whatsoever?
If they don't take any action whatsoever, then the state can go ahead and issue a license to an applicant in that area. So if the municipality does not deliberately ban it, there is the possibility that there will be facilities popping up in those areas.
I want to talk about the state social equity program. What exactly is that?
Sure. So as we saw with the rollout of the medical marijuana program, there were very high barriers to entry. Most of the applicants that got those medical marijuana licenses were white men who were well off because there were large financial requirements, and that was passed by our legislature. And so we decided that we wanted to be more inclusive and that we wanted more of a free market, but more specifically, that we wanted people who had been harmed by the prohibition of cannabis to be able to still participate in this new exciting industry. So we wrote a sentence in that one line in the ballot initiative instructing the state to create a program that would encourage participation from applicants in communities that had been disproportionately impacted by marijuana prohibition. And so the state has done quite a fantastic job. They've created an entire department. They've selected cities all around the state where arrest rates were higher. Poverty is more proliferant there. And, you know, they're basically working to make sure that we are being inclusive of everybody, not just people that, you know, somehow avoided marijuana arrests in the past and just happen to have more money. We want to be inclusive moving forward.
We talked yesterday with the head of the House Judiciary Committee here in Michigan about the expansion of expungement laws in this state. How is that going to be important to the marijuana industry moving forward?
You know, I think that it's, we're expanding the program. We're going to see job creation. We are going to see dilapidated buildings coming back in urban renewal, tax revenue. This is a $1 billion industry in the state of Michigan alone. Michigan is the second largest market in the country as far as cannabis, both medical and adult use. We'll see a little bit of tourist attraction coming, I'm sure. You hear of people going out to Denver to stay at a bed and breakfast. You know, I envision that people will come to the Great Lakes State to enjoy some cannabis tourism as well.
How has this gone for the last year? As I said, it's been almost exactly 1 year since the vote to legalize recreational marijuana in Michigan. How's everything gone up to this point? Has it gone as you thought that it would?
It's actually going great. We're seeing a lot fewer arrests, which was the intent of the initiative. We don't want people to be arrested for using cannabis anymore. And so the arrest rate is certainly just decreasing. We were still seeing people, prosecuted. We were seeing asset forfeiture happening on homes, and that is really diminishing. And we're very excited about that.
If people have questions about marijuana in Michigan, is there a website or somewhere where they can go? You mentioned that, for example, the adult use applications begin tomorrow. Where can people find all that online?
You know, they can look at LORA, Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. They can look at the Marijuana Regulatory Agency's website. We also have some information at our www.micannabisindustryassociation.org.
All right. Very good. Hey, Robin, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.